sixth parak of Oyla, second Mishnah, we're talking about this concept of if an oil is just supported by people, it does not prevent the tumah from going above it. People are burying a dead person and they're going in some type of hallway, some type of room that was open on the sides. The heinif hegif echemem is a delus. One of them closed the door. The samchu mafteach, and he supported that door with a key. Either he kept it closed by putting a key in there. It seems that the door would have opened up. He didn't use the key as a regular key. He stuck it in the space between the door and the door frame to keep it in place. So without this metal, with this key, it would have opened up. Yeah. The key, we could say, wasn't a metal clean. It wasn't a capital tomb. Yeah. But it still is a clean. If the door would have stayed closed by itself and it's tar, why? Because the thing that's supporting the door from opening up is this key. So not only if it's a kli which is mekabel tuma for sure, it doesn't help, but even if it's a kli that's made out of wood which is not mekabel tuma, but we learned before that kelim cannot support an oil even if they're not mekabel tuma, and if they support the oil then tuma will go up. Also, if you have a jug of dried figs or a basket of tevin that are put in the window, these grogers and tevin can stand by themselves and start, because the thing that's stopping it up is these grogers and tevin, which is not a kli. But if you need a kli to stop it up and hold everything in place, a kli cannot prevent the tumah from going through. A house which you stop the window between the two rooms with different type of pictures and made of pottery, the top of titni cemented over. If cement that you cemented over with could last by itself, so that's preventing the tumah from going through, it's tar. If not, then it comes after the kli, the thing that's preventing the tumah from going through. And it is this case of this jug that was full of grogeris, that we said that the grogeris could prevent the tumah from coming through. It has to be grogeris that aren't mekabel tumah, and also you're not planning to take it out. Because you plan to take it out, also doesn't help. So it says in the Gemara, it's talking about that they were spoiled and they're not usable. You're planning to leave it there. Another point is the chavis itself. So many Rishonim say that the chavis talking about the chavis was the opening of the chavis was facing the oil where the mace was, but the chavis would be flipped around and the back of the chavis would be facing the mace, and it would prevent the tumah from going through, because even though kelim generally do not prevent tumah from going through, but here it's connected to an oil we saw before, a kli which is some of the doifin of an oil prevents the tumah from going through. Yeah, there is room for discussion over there within the Rishonim, whether in order for it to prevent the tumah from going through, it doesn't have to be a situation that you're planning to leave it there permanently, or even if this kli is not will not permanently be there, it still will prevent the tumah from going through.